Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Thursday afternoon. Grateful that you guys are hanging out with us again today. With us is Joy and Kevin Peterson. Joy and Kevin Peterson have Peterson Holistic Services. They're based in Windsor Heights. We thought we'd spend some time with them to learn more about what in the world is, what does that mean, holistic services, and what is it that they do. Welcome to the News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate having you.
Thanks for having us.
Joy, I have to ask you, you have an accent. Where are you from?
Dominican Republic.
How long have you been here?
20 years
wow.
In the United States, yeah, in Iowa 8.
Very nice. And Kevin, Peterson Holistic Services, you know, 15 years ago when you would say holistic care, people would say, gosh, that's for hippies and strange people. But that's become much more mainstream, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot more interest in full care. Full person care. I think even the healthcare industry is really running in our direction, and so we're trying to really kind of receive that and be a place for those people that are looking for an alternative that doesn't take them too far outside of what they know. And so we're there. We're here for that to be that catalyst, that in between, and to receive that in. So.
Understand when we talk about healthcare in general. People are tending to move to more natural remedies. There's all kinds of services that are provided out there. What things do you do in that holistic stream to effectuate healthcare with your patients?
Well, we focus mainly on self-awareness, getting to know what it is that you're doing so you can really get a handle on what's really impacting your health negatively and positively. And get to know really yourself, your traits and your attitudes and those things that you can use for yourself to help you move forward with your wellness goals. So we really try to look at the whole person and work with that whole person, get to know everybody that comes in the door.
Now, that goes along a whole line of things, I suspect, from diet to exercise to stretching opportunities, all kinds of things like that. Joy, what is it that you bring to Peterson Holistic?
Well, I am a licensed massage therapist, so I do the holistic
body
work, but also personal development and active life, which is personal training. But I also run the office, basically, so I bring the business aspect of it. We are a great partnership because of that. I have experience managing a business before, so that's the special part that I bring in.
Very nice. Let's talk about the services that you provide. I'm very captivated by the personal development side of this thing because not many people offer that in conjunction with deep massage and other things. Let's talk about that first, shall we? What does that mean when you talk about personal development?
It's personal development really starts with where you're at, where you're starting from. And that's really the first process is to figure out where am I starting from, and then to be okay, have some self-compassion to say, okay, this is where I am. And then we help you discover those steps that you can easily take and the things you can easily implement to your life to start making progress toward wellness. Because if you jump from what you're doing now to trying to do something completely different, it really shakes you up and you just really kind of feel out of base. So with that personal development program, we try to just get you to sit down and take a look at yourself first.
And when you take a look at yourself, what key areas are you listening for?
When you look at yourself, we do look at diet. Diet's important. Diet and movement are probably the best things that you can do to be well. So just a mindful intake and move more every day. So that's kind of two of the things that we look at. But what we're really looking at is what are your barriers to holistic wellness? What's holding you up? What's stopping you from doing those things that you feel like and that you know would be good for your wellness and for your health?
Those barriers come in all sizes and shapes, I suspect. Busy parents, all kinds of activities going on, the calendar gets full, and then we start to put ourselves on the back burner. Is that something that you run into a lot, Joy?
Oh, absolutely. And speaking, you know, as a woman, especially, we have so many demands. And I feel one phrase I like to use is, we give so much that our cup becomes empty. We empty out. So we need to find ways to refill our cups again. And those are kind of what we help, is figuring out what things can you do to fill your cup again and putting yourself first again. So,
when we talk about the deep massage or the tissue massage, I believe is what you call it. What does that mean?
Well, the holistic body work is what we call it, really, yes. And the difference is that we get to know you first. We get to know you as a person, then we tailor the massage to you. So we don't use one modality. We use the modality that applies to what is going on with you as a person. So that's what we call it, holistic body work.
And obviously that talks about the whole intake procedure, where you have people come in and then you try to get in touch with them to find out what else is going on. All right. Among those items, there's a third thing that you folks provide. Is that correct?
That's right. That's our active life services, and that's balanced personal training. So again, everything that we do is based on that progressive personal development model. And that's unique to Peterson Holistic Services. That's something that is ours, and that we've come up with. We like to think of ourselves, to go a little bit off of that, as a client-inspired, community-centered holistic wellness company. So we've really built our services based on what we've heard from our clients and what I've heard from my clients throughout the 9 years that I've been doing therapeutic massage and other wellness-related things.
When we come to the payment mechanisms for something like this, is insurance involved, or is this mostly private pay?
This is private pay. We do have a few clients that we've run through insurance after car accidents, things like that. You know, people have worked with their HSAs and flex plans. You got to be kind of careful and make sure that you cover your bases with your doctor, and that you have it approved for a special need. That way, if they come and say, what are these charges for, you have something to back that up. So we can swipe those flex plans and those HSAs, but that you really have to make sure that you talk to your insurance provider and make sure that that's something that's not going to get you in trouble.
Absolutely. One final comment from me is how relaxing your offices are. It smells great in here, by the way. I don't know what scent that is that you're using, but you've got this indirect, very soft light going on through here. Is this all designed for a reason, Joy?
Oh, absolutely. I was in charge of the design and coming up with the concept, and I asked Kevin, I said, what do you want our clients to feel? And he said, I want them to feel relaxed and at home. And I said, okay. So we picked this the shape of the chairs, the colors, the artwork, everything, the lighting is specifically to make this place an open, comfortable, inviting environment. Absolutely.
Well, it's just beautiful. It really is. And welcome to the Village of Windsor Heights is what I like to say, and here in the greater Des Moines metro. It is called Peterson Holistic Services. And, of course, we'll have all of that information up on the radio blog with contact information. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're out of here. We've got to take a look at what happened today on Wall Street. What happened with the markets, up, down, in the middle, and why. That's all coming up next on the Wall Street Report with Insight on Business, the News Hour.